Masechta Shabbos, Perek Yud Tes, Mishnah Hay. The Mishnah is continued discussing Bris Milah. Katan Nima L'Shmeina. A baby, a child, can get a Bris Milah on the 8th day. Letisha, sometimes on the 9th day. Ula Asara, sometimes on the 10th day. Ula Achadasar, sometimes the 11th day. L'Shneimasar, sometimes on the 12th day from birth. That would be the earliest time to give him a Bris Milah. L'Pachas V'lo Yeser, not earlier and not later, would be the first obligation of this mitzvah. Haketzad, how is this so? Kedarkai, a regular normal situation where a baby's born and it's clear 8 days later, Lishmaina, he gets his bris on the 8th day. Neilad l'bein hashmashes, if he's born during bein hashmashes, the twilight time between the end of the day and when the night begins, and it's a suffix, it's unclear whether it's still considered the end of the previous day or is it the beginning of the night of the upcoming day. Then, Nima Latisha, we have to give him a Bris Milah on what's potentially the 9th day. You can't give him a Bris on the 8th day from now because it may only be 7 days if it was already nightfall. So you have to extend it a little bit later and assume that, push it off one day and give the Bris on the 9th day to make sure that it's the day that's going to be a Suffolk. If it's the 8th or the 9th day, that's when we give him the Bris Milah, because he's for sure going to fulfill the requirement getting it on the 9th day, but if he gets a Bris Milah on the 7th day, which is too early, he won't fulfill the requirement. Bein HaShemashah Shel Erev Shabbos, if a baby's born on Bein HaShemashah of Erev Shabbos, that's Friday afternoon Bein HaShemashah, where it's a suffix, if he was born on Friday, if he was born on Shabbos, then Nima La'asara, you're going to have to give the Bris Milah potentially on the 10th day, because you can't give the Bris Milah on the next Friday, that's possibly the 7th or the 8th day, 7th is too early. You can't give the bris on Shabbos because it's possibly the 8th or the 9th. If it's the 9th day, then it doesn't override Shabbos. Bris Milah only overrides Shabbos if it's the 8th day. So it's going to have to be pushed to Sunday, which is questionable if it's the 9th or the 10th day. And that's when he's going to have to get his Bris Milah. Yom Tov L'Achar Shabbos. If it's Bein HaShemashah before a Shabbos that's followed by a Yom Tov, and we're not going to be able to do the Bris Milah on Friday because maybe it's the 7th. We're not going to be able to do the Bris Milah on Shabbos because maybe it's the 9th. It's either the 8th or the 9th. And we can't do it on Yom Tov either because we only override Yom Tov also only if it's the 8th day. Yom Tov following Shabbos is going to be questionable if it's the 9th or the 10th. You're going to have to push it off another day to the day after Yom Tov. And Nima L'Acharasar, he's going to get his Bris Milah on what's possibly the 11th day. Shnei Yamim Tovim Shel Rosh Hashanah. If you have two Yamim Tovim of Rosh Hashanah that fall out after Shabbos, so the baby is born Bein HaShemashah Friday afternoon, you can't do it on Friday, it's maybe the 7th, maybe the 8th. You can't do it on Shabbos, you can't do it on the next 2 days, which are Rosh Hashanah, so it's going to be Nima L'Shnei Masar, it's going to be get a Bris Milah on what's going to be either the 11th or 12th day, which is up till 12th, that's when he's going to get his Bris Milah. There's a difference of opinion if the Mishnah is saying specifically when the 2 days of Yom Tov are Rosh Hashanah, which are both Yom Tov Midaraisa, but the halacha would be different if it was a different Yom Tov that has 2 days in Chutz La'aretz because of Sveika D'Yayma. In Chutz La'aretz, every Yom Tov we add on an extra day because of a suffix, what the days of the calendar are. So some understand that it's only Rosh Hashanah where both these are Deraisa, but on a 2 day Yom Tov of Chutz La'aretz, we would do the Bris Milah on the last day because it's only a Yom Tov Midrabanan. Others hold that there's no difference between Rosh Hashanah and other Yamim Tovim, and the Mishnah is not specifically Rosh Hashanah. The Mishnah continues, Katan Hachela, a baby that's sick, Ein Meilon Isai Achi Avri. We don't do the Bris Milah until he's healthy, and if he's sick, and Hachela Kol Gufa, his whole body is sick, then we have to wait 7 days, Me'es Leis, to the hour, that's 168 hours. If he's only sick on one aver, on one limb, and it's not a whole body that's sick, so then we just wait until he gets better, and then we do the bris immediately, as long as it's after the 8th day. Mishnah Vav. Elu hein tzitzin hamakvenas amila. These are the tzitzin, the strands of skin, that if they're left behind, when the arla, the foreskin's cut off, then ma'akvenas amila, they're going to prevent the mila, the circumcision, from being valid. Basar hachayfa es revatara. If flesh that's covering over, flesh from the arla, from the foreskin that's covering over revatara, the majority of the atara of the corona, then it's going to prevent the bris milah from being valid. This, the Rav explains, this is whether it's covering Rav Goiva, the majority of the height of the Atara, or Rav Hekif, the majority of the circumference of the Atara. Even if it's only a very little piece in length, but if it's in circumference covering over the majority of the Atara, it will also be Ma'akvin, it will prevent the validity of this Bris Milah. And in such a case, where these tzitzin are left behind, he's considered a arel, a baby that did not have a proper bris milah, ve'ena eichel b'truma, and he can't eat truma, just like anyone else that didn't get a bris milah, a kain that didn't get a bris milah can't eat from truma. So this baby that is tzitzin hama'akvin, he's considered as if he never got a bris milah, he cannot eat from truma, if he's a kain. V'imhoya balbasar, if the baby was a balbasar, he was very fat, and there were layers of fat that, even after the arla, the foreskin was cut off, there were ripples of fat on the shaft that would cover over and partially cover over the atara. Misaknei mipnei maris ayin, it should be fixed by cutting away the extra flesh and fat because of maris ayin, because it looks bad, it looks as if he didn't get a bris milah, it looks like there's still foreskin covering over the atara, even though that the arla was cut off, it still looks like it wasn't, and so you should cut more. The Mishnah continues with another halacha. Mol v'loy para es amila. If he was mal, they did a bris milah, they cut off the arla, the foreskin, v'loy para, but he didn't do priya, peeling back the membrane underneath and revealing the atara. If that was not done, then ki'ilu loy mal, it's as if he didn't do a bris milah, even though the priya is a separate mitzvah that's learned from a separate source. Still, there's a halacha ma'aseh misinai that it is ma'akev, it will prevent the fulfillment of the mitzvah of bris milah, of cutting off the foreskin.